I'd like to talk about bringing harmony to the earth, which is the natural extension of what we're talking about, that this community's movement is not about creating a utopian place, and Ananda is not a place, it's a movement, it's a state of mind, but to bring that to this earth and all the residents, both two-legged, four-legged, and the ones that live on their roots and trees, is a part of what Master gave us. He comes from, as Jyotish said, pure spirit. And to make the course correction that we need now is to bring harmony. But Swami Kriyananda has, from the very beginning of this community and the community's movement, understood and kept central to our thinking that we are here not for the earth, not for a beautiful life, not for nice clothes or life in the country. We're here for the realization of the self. And the blending of East and West that Paramahansa Yogananda introduced is not essentially the blending of customs and cultures and language. That is an extension of a central unity. We are, in fact, all part of all that is. We are one spirit. We are one in that consciousness of God. And all of our community efforts, all of these external things, why job, home, church in one place? To realize that job, home, and church is the place of the spirit, that we are spirit. And so it becomes our duty to radiate light and expanding light to the world so that the world can see that we are not separate. We are one. That is the consciousness of world brotherhood. And it comes from the realization of the self. The environmental movement, the peace movement, all these movements. And remember, if you will, 1969, 1968, well, some of you can't remember that. Sorry. My tribe doesn't remember that. The reality is that 68 and 69 was a very tumultuous time. There was tremendous friction. Even our peace rallies often broke into riots. We were not well behaved. We didn't know that there is no peace without the realization of the self within. There is no harmony without the realization of the self. And Master and Swamiji, as his disciple, understood that harmony comes from listening to the melody. The melody is God's will, God's voice. Our job is to harmonize with the song of God. Swami Kriyananda has been asked before if the community's movement, if Ananda is going to the extent and in the direction that he envisioned. And I've heard him say, I didn't envision it. His understanding was to harmonize his efforts and our efforts with the Guru, with Master's vision, and then to let the chips fall where they may. There's always been that sense in Swami's consciousness about this community that we will do the best we can in harmony, listening to Divine Mother's plan and watching. Remember that when Paramahansa Yogananda, this great master that Jyotish was talking about with this world mission coming over and over, when he lived in this world, there was World War I, World War II, there was Stalin and Hitler and unspeakable horror. While Paramahansa Yogananda and Rajarshi Janakananda sat on the beach in Encinitas and meditated. Were they doing their best? Yes. Because by tuning in to the consciousness of God in this breeze, under these trees, in the cities in which we live, we find that we are a channel for harmony. When we don't have harmony on this planet, we have disease and war. I'd like to read a little quote from Paramahansa Yogananda. Unity is the way that leads to the infinite. By discord and diversity, the world is thrown into the boiling pot of sorrow, wars, and death. Uniting souls with truth by ideal living is the way to happiness, peace, and immortality. Swami Kriyananda has never veered or forgotten that that's why we're here and this is what we're doing. And every undertaking that we have made has been an effort to bring harmony. But in order to have harmony, as all singers know, you have to listen to the melody, listen to the bass line. If you don't listen, you'll get off. You'll be more than a half note off. You'll be quite a few notes off. You'll be dissonant. You'll be out of tune. And it won't work. It won't sound right. It won't feel right. So in everything that we do, we're trying to bring harmony. And the question that Swamiji has condensed from the teachings of Paramahansa Yogananda is one that we ask about everything we do. What is trying to happen? We have great plans. We had great plans for this community. We used to think that spread like wildfire thing was just like 1970. You know, by 75, you know, it'll be all over the world. Not so fast. Why? Because the world isn't really quite ready. As Paramahansa Yogananda said to Swami Kriyananda, young Swami Kriyananda, the world has not suffered enough to be ready for these teachings in some places and some times. It is very hard to watch the world run headlong into war and famine and disease and greed, to besmirch this planet with chemicals, to wipe out beautiful statues of the Buddha in Afghanistan in the name of religion. All of this foolishness, it's very hard to watch that and say, I surrender into the hands of the Divine Mother. But we must do that. Otherwise, we won't have the harmony. We listen. And you watch. And bit by bit, Swami Kriyananda's understanding of Yogananda has guided us forward. I think we're more popular now than we used to be. I don't know. I'm not sure. Larry Ryder says that we're kind of, you know, for a while, we were sort of distaste by the capitalists. You know, we were called communists early in the communal movement. They called us communists because we shared. Communists are not the only ones who shares, and communists actually don't share that much, but we won't get into that. The point is that in order to bring harmony, we have to listen to the Divine Mother. How do we listen? We meditate. How do we farm? We listen to the Divine Mother. We watch the plants. How do we work together? What is world brotherhood? We listen, we look. Master wanted to bring together East and West, but the best of East and West. I'm thoroughly ashamed of the fact that there are Pizza Huts in New Delhi, India. I have never owned Pizza Hut stock. I am not a capitalist. I am not a corporate person. But I'm ashamed that the best of East and West is not Pizza Hut in New Delhi. It is the magnificent, graceful spirit of the Indian people and the courage and dignity of the American people come together in this community and in California where Master called the New Benares. That is the sharing of East and West. And to harmonize is to listen to the other note and to sing your part. Softly, sweetly, kindly. That is what Swami Kriyananda's role in this world has been. That is the community's movement. It's the missing element in the ecology and environmental movement. Earth first and nailing nails into trees so that a chainsaw hit it has nothing to do with saving the life force in the tree. Swami Kriyananda has taught us that Master saw unity and was a part of all life. He felt himself as life. That is the community's movement. And that leaves it open-ended, so that, as Riemann said, it can spread to other teachings, but at its heart, it is self-realization. It is the knowing in body, mind, and spirit that you are one with the infinite, that your brother is one with the infinite, your sister is one with the infinite, these trees are one with the infinite, this grass, this pollen, even though it makes you sneeze, these frogs, this wind, this planet, it is alive, it is a gift from the divine, and so we harmonize with it, we respect it, we treat it lovingly. And the world may change or disappear, but truth can never die. It is also temporary, it's also part of Maya. This wonderful body that you've got that's so young, so good looking, is going fast. This planet is going fast. This world is going fast. Spirit is not going fast. Where motion ceases, God begins. In that calmness, in that peace, we have a gift to share with our brothers and sisters. That is the gift that Ananda has for the environmental movement, for the peace movement, for the cooperative movement, for everything, is the realization that we are a part of all that is. We have always been a part of all that is. We will always be a part of all that is. And this whole creation is just to wake us up to the unity that is in the hearts and minds of every being and every aspect of it. And so we study nature. We study the movement of consciousness. And by understanding it through nature, through this planet, through the movements and the oceans and the trees and the forests and the nations and history and the movement of history, we see patterns that move us always towards reverence, calmness, power, light, joy, love, peace. They move us towards God. That's the only reason we're here. Swami never has forgotten that. He emphasized it when we couldn't manifest very much of any of those qualities. He emphasizes it now, and we must emphasize it because it is the reality of Paramahansa Yogananda's teachings. Beholding the one in all, we are one. This community is to bring harmony, and it shines out, it radiates. I'm going to tell you a real quick story that happened yesterday. We went to the river with the Living with Spirit group. The river is the usual mix, a little beer, a little cigarettes, a little loud music, some moms with their kids, a hot day, let's get in the river, let's swim, wonderful. We got in the river, good. We swam, we went to the waterfalls, we came down the waterfalls, everybody got bruises. You can tell who's in this group by little bruises on the sides of their hips. It's like a mark of rite of passage. Anyway, at 5 o'clock, Rose said, let's energize. I said, yes, let's energize. So we started to energize. The river started getting quiet. The people going by the river started looking, and they started looking and figure, why is that lady the general? She was doing the energization, and we were all doing energization, 25 of us doing energization together. In, out, breathing. Then she said, let's meditate. So we all sat down to meditate. Got quieter. People swimming down the river stopped yelling and partying as they were going down the river. They started smiling silently and looking at this group. Because the harmony from our hearts, which is a blessing from the Guru, was radiating out. When we ended the meditation, there was no one on the opposite bank. The very quiet, peaceful river in the foothills of the Himalayas. Sage Rose and the Rishis sitting in deep meditation. Harmony. It radiates out, radiated out to the entire world. Om Tat Sat.